Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, June 27th. You're going to yawn in this episode. I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying it because the research shows that reading or hearing about yawning triggers yawning. Just encountering the word is often enough. And if you haven't yawned yet, you probably will in the next few minutes. And the wildest part is that nobody knows why. They know why we sneeze, why we cough, why we blink, but we just don't know why we yawn. The leading researchers in the field openly admit it. A reflex so universal that fetuses do it in the womb. Dogs do it when their owners do it. And it may even have been around for 400 million years. But science still can't fully explain what it's for. The explanation that most of us grew up with is that yawning brings more oxygen into your lungs. You're tired, your breathing slows down, your blood oxygen drops, and then you yawn to take a big gulp of air and get more oxygen to your brain. It does sound quite logical, so I never questioned it. But it's also wrong. Researchers tested this by having people breathe air with different oxygen concentrations and measuring whether they yawned more or less. They didn't. Higher oxygen didn't reduce yawning. Lower oxygen didn't increase it. And the strongest evidence against the oxygen theory is that fetuses yawn in the womb. Ultrasound studies show it very clearly, actually. Babies yawn before they're born, as early as 11 weeks into pregnancy. Fetuses don't breathe air. They get oxygen through the umbilical cord. If yawning were about oxygen, then fetuses wouldn't do it, right? The theory that has the most support right now is brain cooling. Andrew Gallup, an evolutionary biologist at the Sunny Politic Institute, has been studying yawning for over a decade, and his research shows that the brain operates best within a narrow temperature range. When your brain starts to overheat, even slightly, yawning kicks in. The deep inhalation pulls cooler air through your nasal passages. The massive jaw stretch increases blood flow to the skull. The combined effect is a brief drop in brain temperature. Gallup's team demonstrated this in rats. Brain temperature rises immediately before a yawn and drops measurably after one. This also explains the timing. You yawn most when you're waking up and when you're falling asleep, which happen to be the two points in your day where your brain temperature is naturally at its highest. You yawn during boring meetings, not because you're rude, but because your brain is understimulated and its temperature regulation is drifting. Athletes yawn before competitions, which used to confuse researchers until the brain cooling theory made sense of it. Your brain is stressed, running hot, and yawning is an attempt to keep it in the optimal range. The brain cooling theory explains why you yawn on your own, but it doesn't explain the weirder phenomena, which is that yawns are contagious. You see someone yawn, you yawn. You hear someone yawn on the phone, you yawn. Even as I'm recording this podcast, I've yawned a couple of times. I may edit it out, but we'll see. Maybe I'll keep it in. This isn't normal reflex behavior, by the way. Coughing can be mildly contagious, but nothing like yawning. Sneezing isn't contagious at all. But yawning spreads through groups like a wave, and the mechanism behind it appears to be empathy. People who score higher on empathy tests are more likely to catch yawns from others. The closer the relationship, the stronger the effect. You're far more likely to catch a yawn from a family member than from a stranger, and the response happens faster too. One study found that the contagion rate more than doubled between strangers and close family members. Brain scans show that empathy-related regions light up when you watch someone yawn. The mirror neurons, which are the brain cells that fire both when you do something and when you watch someone else do it, activate during contagious yawning. Here's what makes it even more interesting. Contagious yawning doesn't develop in children until about 4 or 5 years old, which is exactly when theory of mind, the ability to understand that other people have their own thoughts and feelings, start to develop in kids. Kids younger than 4 yawn spontaneously all the time, but don't catch yawns from others. They haven't built the empathetic circuitry yet. And individuals with autism spectrum disorder or certain neurological conditions often show reduced contagious yawning, which researchers think is related to differences in social cognition processing. And it crosses species. 72% of dogs in one study yawned after watching a human stranger yawn, but none of them yawned during the control condition when the person made non-yawning mouthing movements. Dogs are more likely to catch yawns from their owners than from strangers, which mirrors the human pattern of closer bonds producing stronger contagion. Now, whether dogs are actually feeling empathy or whether they've just learned to mirror human behavior through thousands of years of domestication is an open question. But the effect is consistent and repeatable. Gallup's evolutionary theory ties both halves together. Spontaneous yawning cools your brain. Contagious yawning synchronizes alertness across a group. When one member of the pack yawns and others follow, the whole group's brain temperatures reset at the same time, keeping everyone at a similar level of alertness. In a world where predators could attack at any moment, group synchronization was a survival advantage. The yawn wasn't just about your brain. It was about your pack's brain. So if you yawn today or sometime this week, here's what you should think about. Nobody fully knows why we yawn. The oxygen theory, though, is definitely wrong. The best current explanation is brain cooling. Your brain overheats slightly. The deep inhalation and jaw stretch bring cool blood flow and air to your skull, and your brain temperature drops. You yawn most when you wake up and fall asleep, because those are the times where your brain temperature peaks. Contagious yawning appears to be driven by empathy. Higher empathy means more susceptibility. Closer relationships mean faster contagion. And the reflex doesn't develop in children until the same age that the theory of mind develops. Dogs catch yawns from their owners, but not from strangers. And the evolutionary purpose may be group synchronization, keeping the whole pack at the same level of alertness. A 400 million year old reflex that crosses species, predates birth, and spreads through rooms like a virus, and we still can't fully explain it. You may have yawned during this episode. I told you that you would. Anyway, if you didn't, congratulations, I guess, but I'm sure you're going to yawn at some point today. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.